This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The signal you are receiving is coming from deep inside of FEMA Region 1, well within the battle lines of the municipal corporation known as the Commonwealth of Taxachusetts. Radiating out to the darkest corners of Al Gore's internet from our secret broadcast bunker, cleverly disguised as a middle-class living room, this is Red Pill Politics. Patriots and socialist distancers. Welcome back to Weekly Dose of Wet Red Pill Politics. I am your opinionated host, Dave Kopasz, and it sure is mighty fine to have you all on board tonight. It is, I don't know what to touch on first. There's a lot going on. You know we're going to talk about those Fauci emails, what that means. All right, the summer is heating up. In more ways than one. It certainly is heating up out there weather-wise, but, man, it's the population of this nation that you can cut the tension with a knife out there. We've been polarized as a society, the maskers against the non-maskers, the vaxxers against the non-vaxxers, the race riots that government is trying to foist upon us. Is there any way that we either haven't actually been divided or at least outside forces trying to divide us? And we seem to allow it. Yep. It's part of the difference between a revolt and a revolution. A revolt, people just hit the streets, man. They're pissed off. They're out there with their pitchforks and torches, angry as hell, and they really don't quite know what they're angry about. They don't really know what the plan is. They're in full revolt. They're angry. They're out there. Revolutions, on the other hand, well, they're very well planned. They're very well funded. They're very well executed. There's much more detail and longevity to an actual revolutionary movement. What I'm seeing is a lot of revolts. Not a lot of organization. Not a lot of funding. And I'll tell you right now, you good guys out there, you white hats, you know, I hope you're not waiting for like the George Soros types to come along and fund your ambitions. I dig deep. Our founders literally gave everything. Right? Some of them started off very well-to-do at the time. Most died paupers. They literally gave their fortunes. They gave their everything. I don't know if that's the type of fabric today's society is made out of. We're about to find out. Some are, I guess. But we'll see if it's enough. We'll see if there's enough people out there that are that have situational awareness, who educate and inform themselves beyond what their boob tubes can ever offer, and kind of have a better understanding of the political environment, the swamp in which we find ourselves. We'll see. Can these voices rise up, be heard, and incentivize and motivate enough others to gain what's called a critical mass? Right, that critical mass, what that kind of means, people sometimes throw that term around, but it, you know, in kind of layman's terms, it's, you know, that minimum number of people needed to create and sustain a movement. You know, not a little flash in the pan, but that critical mass where that right number of people have been activated to where you can't put the genie back in the bottle. I don't know. I do not know. These Fauci emails, you know what infuriates me the most? There's really nothing in those emails that is an epiphany to me. It is new that I had no idea that I didn't, at least at some point, consider as a possibility. What makes me so angry is myself and a lot of other people I know were treated very, very poorly. Hostile, actually. Shamed, ridiculed, literally turned off. All right, we're in all this social media nonsense, all these platforms, all free speech, all this window dressing about free speech, free exchange of ideas, share, just an open platform. That bunch of hog shit. Not true. They got a business plan, too. And they're hooked right up with the political types on the progressive side of the political spectrum. And they partnered up. I'm not so sure that the press that the First Amendment talks about should be partnering up with a government that they're supposed to be the watchdogs of. Yet they are. So there's a lot more people plugged into that propaganda than there is plugged into the things, that the minority of us. Right? That I'm going to find out if it's a silent minority or an irate minority that refuses to be oppressed. We'll find that out, too, in the not-too-distant future. But how many of your friends or yourself, friends and loved ones, that have been really just crapped on, humiliated, shamed, turned off as a person on social media, just blink, you're out, because you said or even postulated that it be possible that some of the realities that are coming out currently in these Fauci emails, we basically espouse the same thing, and we were treated like domestic terrorists. As the news comes out that everything that we feared was at the very least reasonable. It was reasonable questions to ask. It was reasonable to be a little bit fearful that this wasn't just some natural thing from a bunch of dirty peasants in a wet market. It actually leaked from a lab. Looks like we could have been right. Here in Massachusetts, we're right in the middle of the stinkhole. Big time. All right, the whole biotech industry, the dirtiest of the dirty, are here. All right, right in the Cambridge area. Cambridge, Boston, and the burbs of Boston. Gain of function was something that was being researched here until it was made illegal. And we're seeing now Fauci was probably out of hand in continuing. You know how the funding is with government. When they shut down something somewhere and make it illegal, you know, they have funny little ways of laundering their money through this outfit and that to get it where they need it. All right. Now, I know I might have mentioned this guy's name before. I'm going to repeat it because, sometimes we got to repeat these things to make sure people remember. They don't fall down the memory hole. Right? Earlier this week, I called for a wellness check. Not just a wellness check, but we should do this monthly. call our Congress critters and everyone involved and really just let them know that we have sunk our teeth in to your ass in not letting go. Here's who I want wellness checks for. I want a wellness check on Anthony Weiner's laptop, on Epstein's black book, on Hunter Biden's laptop. Let's do a wellness check on that. I don't want to hear 6 months from now, ooh, yeah, hey, geez, well, we can't find that. Oh, yeah, well, there's a fire over at the federal facility over here, and there was some evidence. Go, oh, geez, that laptop and hard drive's gone. Ooh, damn. I don't want to hear that crap. I want them forensically going through that and releasing the information to the public, because I think we got felonious criminals. At the very least, should have their day in court, and possibly even a tribunal. I'd have to Gitmo. Freaking neocons are all happy with their waterboarding. You can find out what we need from Hunter Biden to strap him up to one of your waterboards. Bet you between that and his laptop, we can put some people in jail. Of course, with the bright, sanitizing light of day. But yeah, I'm pretty damn mad. You know who else I want a wellness check on? An actual wellness check? Make sure this guy don't mysteriously wind up suicided? Is Dr. Charles Lieber. You remember I mentioned his name before? Yeah. So, I mean, you tell me, folks. Is this something to be concerned about? We got the Fauci emails that indicate that they knew about this way before they said anything. We know now that the notion, here's the thing, is the wording of some of these emails, such as one in late February, right, where he received an email alerting him that COVID was released. Okay, not accidentally escaped. It didn't get out accidentally, but was released from the lab in China. All right, and then Fauci, of course, just forwarded that email over to the NIH and NIAID and told them to handle it. Well, here's what I'm concerned about. This is Dr. Charles Lieber. He wasn't just some, you know, run-of-the-mill college professor. No. He was the head of biological chemistry over at Harvard. The FBI were questioning him. Dr. Lieber, you got any financial connections to China you might want to share with us? And, you know, he said no. He said no, absolutely not. So they arrested him because they knew that he had received, and this is installments, monthly installments, $50,000 a month. Not to mention, he got a great big single lump sum payout. And what was he doing? He was working in Wuhan. Right there, literally a couple of miles from Ground Zero, where this wet market was supposed to be. Made a great cover story, didn't it? Yep. China's 1,000 Talents program. He was working in a level 4 bio facility. He was not alone. He had two lab assistants, both Chinese nationals. One was in the military, arrested. The other was caught in Logan Airport with 21 vials of biologicals, smuggling them to Wuhan, China. Arrested. Never heard another peep about it. It was in the newspaper when it happened. All right, the article, there used to be a few articles that came out when it happened. There's still one that's left out there on Al Gore's internet. The rest are kind of being scrubbed and going down the old memory hole. So, yeah, we've got a, right here in Massachusetts, I don't know why there's not more of an uproar here, why the streets around Harvard aren't filled with protesters. But nonetheless, we got a scientist actively working on this crap in China. They had to re-divert the funds. Remember, it's illegal here. They had to move it. And where'd they move it to? They moved it over there. But not another peep about Dr. Charles Lieber. It's almost like, you know, if they're quiet long enough, they'll just actually be able to let him go. Do we got something to worry about? I'd say we do. It's reasonable. It's at the very least reasonable to be concerned that this may be the source of this virus. That there may be collusion involved. The emails certainly point directly to that fact. And I did use the word fact because these are facts now. These aren't conspiracy theories. These are his emails, his words. These emails are dated. We know when he said those words. I think what we're going to see this coming week is how much the mushmouth do-gooders in government are going to insult your intelligence. They've already done a damn good job of that already. But that's what it is at this point. All right, if you people buy the feeble excuses that are about to come out, they're insulting your intelligence almost on a, not almost, but on a daily basis. They really don't even care if you believe it or not, as long as you just shut the hell up. They'll say whatever to put out something officially. They like to think that you might believe it if they say it enough times and just behave. But they frankly don't care. They look down their smug little noses at us as if we are just simply peasants. Bothersome little vassals. I see no end in sight. People keep consenting to this stuff. Sickens me. The attack on our children, your property. And what they literally destroyed our economy. Not only the burdens that they put on it and the setting the economy and businesses back years, but at the same time, they're out there printing more money like maniacs. Trillions of dollars. It's all being laundered and funneled into, oh man, into making more rope for the nooses to go around our necks. Green New Deal. The attack on our food supply. You know, when I first read the Green New Deal and heard of Occasional Cortex out there spouting off about getting rid of cows. Kind of reminded me of the early days when I first bumped into Agenda 21. It says, it's ridiculous. I mean, what they're saying here would mean literally scraping people's homes off the earth. They could never do that. And I realized that redevelopment could go from residential to open space. That's redevelopment. Yes, they can scrape your home right off the face of the earth. So, yeah, nothing surprises me anymore. I don't know what they're going to come out with some brainiac solutions here that are not going to be any solutions at all. All right. We'll be right back after the break. This is Red Pill Politics. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. See you on the other side.
You had tears in your eyes. You loved a man that kept telling you lies. It was hard to do, but it came down to you.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Public Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. That's right, you can. I have got great confidence in the collective wisdom of your average American when given the straight facts, allowed this to the free access of information and debate. All right, we don't all see things the same way. All right, when we, people tune in to different aspects of every topic, research a little bit differently, different sources, come at things from different angles. So when you present raw, accurate information, the public goes out and digs and discusses and digs and discusses. Good things happen. All right, when propaganda comes out and it's just repeated ad infinitum and just endlessly repeated, nothing new enters the dialogue. No new directions are explored. You know, it's easy to see how a population could be led around like they got a ring in their nose. And we've gotten to be pretty apathetic. We have. We need to change these patterns. We have some bad habits. Without a doubt, government has developed some bad habits, too. But how do we correct those? We got to stop flailing at the branches, striking at the root is what we need to do. That is for sure. But those who would like to stay in touch, get on the email list. Please feel free to send your show ideas, comments, and hate mail. The Red Pill Politics Show at gmail.com. Love to hear from you. We got a big event going on here in the Northeast coming up. Any of the listeners out there in the Northeast area, we put on an annual Flag Day Second Amendment rally in Massachusetts. This is our eighth year. Another wonderful agenda, and it gets bigger every year. We get peeps from all of the abutting states that come in. This is a day-long event. We always fly in some big shots. We have entire parking lot, whole yard full of vendors. This year, heading up the agenda is Eric Pratt from Gun Owners of America. Probably going to talk a little bit about some success they had down in Rhode Island. And hopefully our Rhode Island brothers and sisters will be up to visit again this year. Rhode Island Patriots, great bunch of guys there. They usually help out with security for us. Who else we got? Jared Yanis of Guns and Gadgets. If you are a Second Amendment enthusiast and you don't have Guns and Gadgets on your channel list for YouTube, or what's left of it, something's wrong. Go there right after the show, and please subscribe to Guns and Gadgets. He is covering Second Amendment news all over the country, and it does a great, great job. Jared Yanis of Guns and Gadgets, he's going to be speaking as well. I'm going to have a great lineup of guests, and we really hope if you're in the area, anywhere in the Northeast area, please stop in. Please stop in all day, 10 to 6, and everyone is welcome. No politicians, though. That's one thing. Is the chair of the event committee for this for 8 years now. We pretty much banned politicians from the agenda. Okay, this is a they're all invited. They can come in, sit down. I suggest they close their pie hole and listen. All right, no mic for you. Sit down and listen to the experts on the Second Amendment. Last thing I want is a politician. I'm for the Second Amendment, but I'm for the Second Amendment if. There's no buts and ifs in there. Come on, behave yourself. Get out of here. I can't be electing people like that, but if, Second Amendment, my ass. I don't know. Let's check in with Alan from Texas. Alan, can you hear me?
Yeah, hey, Dave. You know, you're fairly new to RBN, but I like what you talk about. You know, just a few minutes ago, you said something about the ring in people's noses. These days, the ring in their nose is the rectangle in their hand. They are mesmerized. They depend on the rectangle. I'm an analog person. I don't have one. I don't have a computer. You know, I listen through, let's just say I absorb it from the ether, as, you know, as Tesla would have, you know, said. I'm amazed at what has happened to society around me, the digital mesmerization. People do not what they don't want to do anything for themselves. They want some knight in white shining armor or some orange orangutan in orange armor to come swinging through the trees to save them. They don't want to do anything for themselves anymore. The ring in their nose is the rectangle in their hand. Hey.
Politics, you think Republic?
You had tears in your eyes. You loved a man that kept telling you lies. It was hard to do.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we got a ring in our nose. And I'm going to agree with Alan from Texas. Is that metaphoric ring comes in the form of a remote control. We have been become an entertainment-based society. We put so much emphasis on those things around us that provide entertainment, you know, football games and Dancing with the Stars and you name it. We can distract ourselves with it. The things that we turn on this same boob tube that calls itself news is really propaganda. But I agree, and I would ask you, Alan, how much do you blame us, you know, with human flaws to entertain ourselves, and how much do you blame the establishment, the system, for basically leveraging that for whether it's economic gain or control? But How do you divvy up the blame there between we, the people, and they, the establishment?
Well, you know, it's hard to say, you know, to give a percentage, because the people that are doing this to us, they are very, very intelligent. They are just intelligent in different ways that most people don't understand, you know. Most people still like to think that most people are good. In today's world, with what they've done, you read Charlotte Iserbeach, you know, the deliberate dumbing down of America, what they've done through the school system. You know, parents send their children off to these institutions thinking that they're getting educated the same way that they were. You know, I've worked with guys, you know, who were old, you know, grew up in the World War II era, you know, afterwards, you know, the boomers, whatever you want to call them, you know. Well, I only had an eighth grade education, yet these people owned, you know, like construction companies and various other things. You know, they learned enough in that 8 years of education that would make them, you know, a PhD student in today's world, you know, because they don't understand. They send their kids off to school, and they think they're being taught the same things that they were. You know, I can remember when things changed from, you know, civics class to social studies, you know. It went from learning how your government works to basically what your government wants you to do. You know, your government is your God. People are afraid to be alone in today's world. They don't want to be socially. You know, if they post something on the internet or on the rectangle in their hand. You know, that it's the cell phone, the smartphone. You know, is what I'm referring to. And yeah. People are afraid to be alone. I love having my peace. I can go out on my ranch in my pastures, and every 10 or 5, 10 minutes, I don't have someone calling me. I've got people out here that have a deer lease on my property, and they're sitting out in their deer blinds with a freaking rectangle talking to China for all I know, you know, while they're out communing with nature, deer hunting, pitting themselves against nature. Like, I grew up hunting. It was learning your prey. It was learning nature, you know. I've hunted and fished my whole life, you know. I was good at it, you know. I could go out crappie fishing. I'd limit out every time I went crappie fishing. I'd go out fishing for white bass. I knew when the white bass ran in the spring. I could limit out every time I went out. Striper fishing, cat fishing, deer hunting, squirrel hunting. I knew where they were, you know, how they lived their lives. I didn't have an app that told me, you know, or some kind of satellite surveillance system that would tell me, it'd give me an alert when there's a squirrel in my area. You know, all you have to do is point your shotgun this way and you can shoot a squirrel. You know, people in today's world, they want everything done for them. They are afraid to be alone. They are afraid to be socially ostracized. By who? By, you know, I would rather live in a world where your handshake and your word meant something. You didn't have to have a 10-page contract, you know, to go over and cut someone's grass. I grew up bartending. You know, I bartended for 10 years in a nice place. It wasn't just a meat market. It was a bar, you know, a lounge off of a restaurant. I mean, I had clientele like, the Tyson family, J.B. Hunt and his family would come in, CEOs of corporations in Northwest Arkansas, which, you know, was a very, it seems like a small place, but there was a lot of very influential things came out of that area. You know, still the only state that ever had a Rockefeller as a governor. You know, everyone knew that Bill Clinton, his daddy was more than likely, you know, Winthrop Rockefeller. You know, and I learned how to read people. I never first judge anyone, Dave, but I learned how to look into people's eyes and judge their body language. Definitely their eyes, the window to the soul is very telling.
That's not something you ever learn in a school either, though. That's something that comes from parenting, in that, you know, was passed on from your parents to you, in how to judge character, how to be of good character, so that you recognize someone of ill character when you meet them. You know, and you know, we probably come from a similar background. My grandfather had an eighth grade education, but he was also 80 years old, in machine shops all around. We're begging him to come over and help them out. He said, the kids out of trade school, they can run these computerized machines, but I put them on a manual bridge port, and they're lost. They don't know how to order the parts they're making, nothing.
Everything has been specialized, Dave. It's like, you know, you can't know, quite a bit about a lot of stuff and be a well-rounded person. You have to specialize. You have to go to school and get a major in left-handed underwater, you know, women's basket weaving with an emphasis on menstruation. And then you can make millions of dollars. But, you know, no one knows anything. It's like they've so compartmentalized us that, you know, and every one of them has their own little group. Well, I belong to the Society of Underwater Women's Basket Weaving with an Emphasis on Menstruation, you know? They make these special little groups.
Do you think the people can get back to being human even with the technology that we have in hand?
When this stuff first started coming out, I had the smartest person, the valedictorian of my high school, smartest person I've ever been around. I mean, you know, I lived a wild life when I was younger, and this guy, Dave, I actually watched him. I went over to his house one time when he was up at college, and I was up at college. And this guy double majored in math and physics without even lifting an eyeball. I went over to his house one time because he was living with another friend of mine from high school, and he comes out and hey, Dave, how's it going? You know, and I'll mention his name because, you know, he's dead now. But, you know, he came out and he opens up his little bottle and he pops a couple of things in his hand and pops them into his mouth. And I said, what was that? He said, I just took three hits of microdot acid. I said, what the hell are you doing? He said, I'm going to take a statics test. You know, this guy was so smart. You know, I actually went to his house in the early, mid-80s. And he goes, hey, Alan, watch this. And he goes, dit. He sets his phone on a cradle and it goes, beep, 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 beep. And he goes, hey, you want to change your grades or anything like that? And I'm like, what? He said, yeah. He said, I just accessed the mainframe at the university. He said, do you want to change any of your grades or anything? I'm like, are you kidding me? And this guy, he told me, he said, Alan, he said, this stuff could be great for society. He said, but I already understand that what it's going to be used for is going to be bad for all of us. And my good friend Dave Kern, smartest person I've ever been around, died in a one-car accident in Boulder, Colorado. I kind of lost contact, but I know he was working for one of these DARPA agencies, you know, up there. And Dave was a good person and probably found out what he was doing, and they said, nope, we're not going to let you talk about anything. And Dave died in a one-car accident in Boulder, Colorado. You know, I understand what's going on. Yes, Dave, it could be very good, but I have no faith in the people around me. They are mesmerized. You talk about a ring in their nose. This is it. You know, I'm an analog person in a digital world. I've never had an IP address, never had a computer, never had a stupid phone. And I have watched the world change around me, and it's not been a change for the good, Dave. You know, I think you probably see that too.
I do. This is definitely a double-edged sword. And, you know, I come from, you know, a bit of a science background. I studied environmental science, plant and soil when I was...
I was in environmental science and cell and molecular biology and helped do my professor because I paid my own way through college. I went to college for 14 years and was just about to get my degree, and I finally found out. It's like, you mean I have to be totally amoral to go into research? I didn't want to be a doctor. I wanted to go into research. And I helped my professors do research. And yeah. I would see the final research the end of the project. And I would go to my professor and say, you know, that's not the data that we collected.
Yeah.
And have them tell me, well, sometimes we have to massage the data so we can keep the money funding coming in, the grants coming in.
Yep.
And I'm like, so you mean I have to totally lose all my morals to be good at what I would have loved to do, what I would have been great at, cell molecular biology, environmental research, whatever you want to call it.
Technology touches has been corrupted and abused to some extent. But I think the point that I was trying to get at, and you and I should be able to connect on this, in the environmental field, right now, and in, you know, even in recent history, has all been about remote sensing and had much to do with that. And when, you know, as you were talking, I'm thinking about the other side of this double-edged sword. What is, you know, the good things that are out there that You know, it's the abuse, the addiction, that part of it, you and I totally agree on. I'm hesitant to throw the baby out with the bathwater because I see the really awesome uses of this technology. You know, let's say, for example, you live in a floodplain, you know, and with the technology as we have it today, there's no reason that people anywhere in a flood zone should die in a flood. Yeah, I mean,
a developer pays your city council enough money to let them make a development in a floodplain. What do you think happens? And then, well, they don't only flood, you know, once every 100 years. And 2 years after they build all these houses in a floodplain, they're flooded and all these people lose their whole life savings and everything. And who goes to jail? No one, Dave.
Well, I'm using an example of how technology can be used in our daily lives, even medically. I mean, wouldn't it be nice if you got a notice on your phone that you were deficient in a certain vitamin or mineral? You know, that we could keep ourselves healthy, that your technology around you.
If that could be between you and your doctor, yes, Dave, but you understand that any of that, everything now is centralized. You know, now it's like what you buy at the grocery store, your insurance company knows it, and if you come down with diabetes, they're going to say, that's your own fault because we know what you've been buying, we know what you've been eating, and you have not been taking care of yourself, so we're not going to give you insurance.
Yeah, that's something Catherine Albrecht warned about years ago.
Yes. With the grocery store cards, yes.
Sure.
Yeah. Get a discount. Sure. Hey, man, I like your show. I'll let you get on with it. I'm ranting at you again. It's like sometimes, Dave, this stuff just builds in me. Why people can't understand what's going on around them? They're looking for some white knight to come and save them, and they do not want to depend on themselves. They want everything done for them, and it's just a world I find so confusing, Dave. You know, I
counter that technology by actually shaking a warm hand and cutting out that middleman. You know, I've seen kids on the same park bench texting each other. You know, you got to get back to the human part of being a person here. So, keep
They're
up so the fight.
So interconnected, they can't communicate anymore, Dave. You know, without the technology, they can't communicate. You look someone in the face, most people, you know, they don't know what a handshake and your word means anymore. If I saw you on Facebook, you got to be right?
yeah, I tell you, the young people today, I've talked to a lot of young folks, and, you know, they're not articulate. They can barely communicate basic thoughts. They really are.
OMG, LOL, Dave.
The schools aren't teaching them knowledge, you know, to be a better, more rounded person. They're teaching them how to really be obedient, how to
be a cog on the wheel.
Yeah.
A cog on the wheel. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, Dave, I love your information. I know you're trying to do good. I'll let you get on with your show. Thank you, sir.
Awesome.
You have a good night.
Appreciate the call, Alan. Keep up the good fight out there in Texas.
Will do, man.
All right. Thanks for the call. Yep. I largely agree with what Alan was saying. You know, it's darn near the point of being an addiction with many people. I mean, they literally seize up, oh, my God, I don't have my phone. My phone. Stop the plane. Turn it around. You know, I can't go all the way to the store and back without my phone. You know, and we've replaced a lot of real, actual, what used to be physical, social, emotional interactions with other humans. And, you know, these humans now had a technological intermediary. So you don't actually say hello to something. You type hello, hit send. Someone else says, oh, I got a message. And it says hello. Pretty impersonal. And I think it's, it's like going down a path, I guess, this technology stuff. Once we got used to the coolness of, remember when email was cool? Oh, my God, I can send people messages and not need, have to buy a stamp. Remember, we thought that was just the greatest thing since sliced bread. And this builds on. Technology is what technology is, and it just keeps growing. It's faster. It does more. We continue to be mesmerized by this ease. And it substituted human interactions, and we're suffering for it. Alan was right. I would like to see if we could have get along where we have the technology but not abuse it. Find out. We'll talk more on the other side, and we'll take a call from Idaho on the other side of the break. Lightning inside me, son of a god. I'm like a titan that's rising on just you watch. I'm stepping into fate. There is no time to waste. I've got that lightning inside me.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Do shadow hands run democracy?
hour. Almost 1 hour into tonight's dose of Red Pill Politics. We were just fielded a call from Alan in Texas talking about the addiction that we have. All right, that smartphone or not so smartphone, and how it substituted human interactions. It's become an addiction, a real addiction. I mean, if you look at the habits of people who have just gotten so attached to these things that when it's not readily available, I mean, it's not good enough to, just to have it in the other room. I mean, you start seeing signs of withdrawal if they don't have the thing like right in your hand. And so this has gotten to the point of probably being a clinical sickness with some people. And we've suffered the price for it. I believe we have. But I believe it's a good and bad thing. It's about who controls the technology, all right? How secure it is and who controls it. Because I can think about numerous ways. And, you know, I'm an old-fashioned guy myself. Trust me, I'd rather, you know, heat my house with wood and, you know, not have cable and Wi-Fi blasted all over the place. It's nice. I don't feel addicted to it. I can go out and have really a fulfilling time, enjoy myself, find peace, relieve stress when I get away from that stuff. But it's nice to have at the same time. How could we make it work for us? It's like government. It's supposed to work for us. It's rogue. It's now suffering its own addictive habits, I guess. I don't know. Marcus from Idaho, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, how are you doing there? How's things in Idaho this evening?
It's a beautiful world.
Great to be alive.
Yes, I'm just wondering how can Democrats continue to put in these black women like Lance Keisha Bottoms and Muriel Bowser, and you've got that huge Adams woman, and it's an attack against America. Why can't America see that these people want to destroy America and they do not have anybody's best interest at heart? How does that happen?
Yeah, we got to go to a break. Stay with us, though, Marcus, and I'll give you my answer to that as best I can. But stay with us. We got another quick break coming up. This is Red Pill Politics. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity.